Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phrenology report for the week of September 17th, 2022. My name is Kira, and I'm your phrenologist for this week. On Tuesday the 20th, Nash noticed they could see their breath while waiting for the morning bus. After several days of unseasonably warm temperatures, Wednesday, September 21st, really started to feel like fall. Thursday, September 22nd is known as the first day of autumn, or the fall equinox. Throughout the week, Zane has noticed lots of dew at his bus stop in the mornings. On Thursday and Friday, some students have noticed frost in their yards. On September 23rd, around 7 a.m., Addie had frost on her car for the first time. Sol and his family were able to make apple crisp on Sunday, September 18th, using the apples from their apple tree. Daxton and Liam found crab apples on an apple tree in our school forest on September 19th. They were very sour. Keep an eye on your apple trees, as Tiffany has spotted a doe and two fawns eating apples off her trees. Miss Jackson's class noticed a few birch tree leaves in our school forest turning yellow on Tuesday, September 20th. A few maple tree leaves have also started to turn red and orange. Britta has been harvesting grapes from her grape tree this week, and they are very sweet. Leaf's tomatoes are in his garden and are ready for picking. Chance's tomatoes are done for the season. Kira has noticed a lot of puffball mushrooms along their driveway this week. Miss Rolfe has some coprinus mushrooms growing in a damp area in her yard. Be sure to keep an eye on your milkweed plants. Their seeds are almost ready to harvest. When you touch the pods, the center seams pop open from gentle pressure. The pod is ready to pick. If it doesn't open by pressing gently, it's not yet ready. Be sure to leave some to naturally reseed in the original patch. Miss Jackson spotted a hummingbird on Sunday, September 18th. She was surprised as she thought they had all moved on by now. Mason also spotted one at his house on Tuesday, September 20th. On September 22nd, Lila saw a group of about 20 birds in a V formation. She believes they were migrating south. Rio also saw a flock of geese migrating when they were near Lester Park School on November 17th. Miss Jackson noticed that due to wet conditions in her yard, the grass is populated with many slugs. Many students have noticed black flies hiding in their window screens. Owen saw a bee in the Three Sisters garden on Thursday the 22nd. Due to the wet conditions, many people have reported skunk activity in their yard. Skunks are searching for insects, grubs, and slugs, and are leaving holes in the ground. Tiffany has noticed her horse's fur is starting to get thicker. This concludes the phrenology report. Have a great week, and be observant.